Warning, this is a gaming podcast. Barely a gaming podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show.
Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Today we are coming to you with a special. We heard that the PlayStation is going to have its first conference, or its main conference, on Wednesday. What day is that?
May 24th.
May 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. A little early, but I'm super pumped for it. I think we both are. So we decided we're going to do a prediction, the bonus predictions episode for this. I'm Nick Barron. I'm joined by my brother, Eli.
That is right. You are joined by your brother, Eli, and we'll get him here shortly.
All right. Let me know when he gets here. I can't wait.
All right. He is here. The man of the hour. How are you doing today, Eli? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
All right.
But yeah, things are going good. We had a few bonfires this weekend. Roasted some marshmallows and cooked some hot dogs. And so that was fun.
Got bit by mosquitoes.
Lots of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stayed out a little bit too late that night. Just a little bit. And then they all swarmed at us. We're trying to play some bocce ball. Finish up the game and that. And then we couldn't even finish up the game hardly because they were just like... so terrible. We actually bought a new couch today from some friends of ours. They gave us a really good deal on it.
Seems so like buying it after you move makes more sense, but
well, you would think so, but they needed the couch gone and we wanted to switch our couch.
I swear you just got a new couch like 2 years ago.
We did, and we ended up hating it. So we swapped it out for a different couch, and this one seems to be much better. And it is a lot bigger than it. Like, they had it in a garage, and it looked, you know, pretty big. And then we brought it into our house, and we're like, "Wow, this couch is huge." So it'll be good for the new house, but our current house not so much. Yeah, and we'll see when we move into the new house. Like, it could be in a few weeks, or it could be in a couple months. So it's. Yeah, that's kind of up in the air a little bit. But anyways, we'll have a nice new couch for that when that happens and a slightly more crowded space in the meantime.
That's pretty exciting, though. So, yeah, let's get right into it. What we are going to be doing, actually, let's do the music, which I did play 2 seconds of before on accident. All right. Alrighty, so this is going to be a bets and predictions special episode, like we were saying at the top. Each of us are going to make 5 bets where there's going to be one winner. There's going to be one person on one side of the bet, one person on the other. That's how it's going to work. And then we're going to each have 3 predictions that are the bets are worth 1 point each. And then after that, we're going to have like some moderately difficult predictions. We have 3 of those, and each one of those is worth 2 points. And then the last one is going to be your dream prediction, I guess, of sorts. And that one is going to be, worth 3 points. There's just one of those, and that's just going to be a far out there thing. If, the other people, there, so like if I make a bet and Eli doesn't agree that that's a difficult enough bet, we can modify the terms and make this work. That makes sense.
Sounds good. It makes enough sense to me.
And hopefully it'll make more sense as we go along. If it's not making any sense right now.
And if you're in chat and you have some predictions, go ahead and leave those in the chat as well as we play along.
And maybe even give us a bet, another bet. We'll do that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. Well, you can give us the bet, and we'll bet for or against it.
Chat bets. We'll do up to three of those.
Bonus chat bets.
So we'll see. And I didn't change any of the streaming name stuff either, so it probably says we're playing something.
Oh, okay. I guess we should probably update that real quick.
Yeah, let me do that. Oh, no, it says podcasting. Good enough.
Hey, look at that. Podcasting.
It shows how much we've been streaming recently. Tears of the Kingdom for us.
Yeah. And I think Nick and I are on the same page. Like, while it's fun that other people are streaming that game, that's kind of a game that we wouldn't stream just because I think we both hate spoilers a lot. So we're like, we wouldn't watch it. So we wouldn't stream it either.
Yeah, it's also just want to just play it whenever and pretty much all the time, which is feels weird to be streaming and not having to coordinate any of that kind of stuff or whatever, switch to the little screen.
That's true too. But yeah. Start off with the bets. So we each have five bets, so it'll be 10 bets each, I guess, huh? 10 bets total. Yeah,
10 bets total. All right. Give me your first bet.
All right, the Spider-Man showcase. Nah, it's not my bet. But the Spider-Man showcase is 10 minutes or longer.
Wow. That's a good starting point, because
I'll say the bet and you get to pick the bet first, I guess.
No.
Is that how we should play it?
How you're doing it, and then we'll modify it if those terms.
No, don't you work. Can bet.
I like what you said. I think it's going to be about 6 minutes, so I'll say it's less. Less than 10 minutes. It's just more or less than 10 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, I would bet the other way. I think it's going to be 10 minutes or longer. Although it seems kind of far-fetched. It seems like a long time but it is an hour-long showcase. So I'll bet more.
Luckily, I don't have any Spider-Man bets on there.
I guess we should write these down.
Yep, I'm doing that right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. I will not write them down then.
All right, you don't need to. So I wrote them down. All right,
then I won't.
And then I'll just change them.
Appreciate it.
If you're wrong. Or if you win, I mean.
Wait a minute.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know about these rules anymore. I don't know about this.
I was seeing some of my screen. I'll probably just leave it like this. I was having some green screen on the back of my picture, so I was playing with it, and now I'm a ghost. Whatever. Went overboard with that.
Now everybody knows.
I gotta. All right. So my first bet. There will be a trailer for Marvel's Wolverine shown at this.
I bet there will be.
All right. Is that what I say? I think it will. No. If you agree with me, then I'll keep going and making the stipulations until we find a betting point.
Oh, I
think it will have an announcement for summer 2024.
And I bet that it will be sooner than that.
Wow. Okay.
I'm betting. Well, I'll just say earlier than that. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm betting earlier than summer 2024.
I mean, you also can just have it. So if they don't have an announcement, then I lose the bet of the date.
I bet they will show it. I didn't really even think about that game, but I bet they will show it. I think the release date will be sooner than summer of next year. Although I feel like it's probably pretty accurate, but I also think it'll be sooner than that. Probably going to be like 2027 now or something.
All right. Give me your next bet.
All right. The next bet is the Elden Ring DLC makes an appearance.
It's a good question. I think From Software has a lot of connection with Jeff Keighley for whatever reason. So I think it's probably going to be shown there, and I don't think this is something that's going to be at both. Be a little bit more specific.
Elden Ring DLC releases by December of 2023.
All right, I don't think so.
All right, I do think so.
So I'm writing Elden Ring releases this year.
DLC, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Might be a bet you might win. That's the case.
All right. So my next bet, the Last of Us multiplayer will be shown. The big Last of Us, whatever factions or whatever they're going to call it.
I bet that it's not shown.
Okay.
I bet that it's not ready.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's ready yet either. I want it to be ready. Okay. Give me your next one.
Next one, Death Stranding 2 will be shown in Geoff Keighley's June 8th cross-industry showcase.
So we're betting on this next one right now, the PlayStation one.
Yeah,
and you're making bets for Geoff Keighley's.
Only betting on the PlayStation one? I thought it was all of them.
No.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to revise my list.
So we can decide a winner while I'm watching it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case,
do we need to change any of your bets on your previous ones?
No, it's fine. Okay. I mean, I think those are fine.
Are we still doing Death Stranding?
All right. No.
Okay.
Although I feel like it definitely could be a thing. So actually, I will say Death Stranding 2 will be shown, and that's it.
Okay, I already have that as one of mine, so be a little more specific.
Death Stranding 2 gets a super weird trailer.
I agree. It would be weird if it was normal. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Death Stranding 2, we see a baby. No, just kidding.
I agree.
All right. Let me think of a good one. Death Stranding 2's trailer is longer than 1 minute.
I agree.
Okay, then I don't agree.
Okay.
We're getting a quick one. We're getting like a 30-second trailer of Death Stranding 2.
Okay.
It's going to be like a abstract one.
I thought we were getting a 7-minute one, so all of them. Less than 1 minute is the bet.
All right.
And then if games like these on our kind of bets, if Death Stranding doesn't show up at all, then that is...
Nobody wins?
No points.
Okay. Unless the other person says it doesn't show up at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But we already both agreed that it's going to be there. So, all right. So I think Armored Core 4 will be shown.
I think that's a safe bet. It's releasing soon.
Wait, Armored Core 6. I was like, wait, no, it released 15 years ago.
Oh man, I missed my opportunity. I also agree that it's going to be shown, though.
I think it will show.
Or has a good likelihood.
Some unique multiplayer elements.
I also believe it will have some unique multiplayer elements. All
right. Armored Core 6 will announce a release date for August.
It already has a release date of August.
Oh, see. Nailing these. what else can I do with Armored Core 6? I want it. All right. Armored Core 6 trailer will show... will show more than 10 different mechs.
I don't believe it will.
Okay.
Oh.
Neither do I. But I'm betting it. And this is player mechs and enemy mechs.
Okay.
All right. You're up.
The PlayStation Direct, there will be new hardware shown.
New hardware?
There are rumors of a streamable handheld system, and that will make its appearance.
That's a good bet. I don't think so, though.
All right.
All right. Let's hope not. All right.
Got a bug bite on my foot and I'm itching it. Mosquito bite.
All right. So how many is that total? That's
I don't know.
That's three each.
No, I had four.
That's all right. Four for you, three for me. So my other one was Death Stranding too. So let's switch that up. Well, now I don't know. All right, they show Remnant 2.
They do not show Remnant 2.
Okay. I think this is more of a Jeff Keighley thing or that kind of not show, but I want them to show Remnant 2 now. So
they definitely could. But
yeah, they could. They've shown it already a little bit.
Yeah. I just think we're going to see more PlayStation-focused stuff.
Yeah, me too. We'll see. I want it, but we'll see. All right. Give me bet number five.
Final Fantasy 16 makes another appearance.
Yeah, it will.
I don't know. I feel like I've shown so much about this game already that I don't know if I even want to make a bet about it.
Yeah, I don't want them to do anything else with it.
Yeah. Let me think of a new one.
Okay.
So I know they're going to be focused on, well, this, I think I already put this down in my prediction, so maybe I should save it. Yeah, I'll save it for now. I do need a bet for a game though. I bet we are going to see some more Gran Turismo cars. Five more.
Five, like, what do you mean? Like DLC cars? Or
okay,
what do you
no. Three more DLC cars to Gran Turismo. Right.
I don't think so.
All right. That's good enough.
I mean, it could be because they got that movie coming out. You see the trailer for that?
No. Did you?
Yeah, it looks all right. It looks all right.
No, I'll have to watch it.
All right. So I think there is going to be one shadow drop during the conference, which means one game is announced and released all on that day.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I do think we're going to get a highlight reel of PlayStation Plus games or something to highlight their service.
Wow, that's
exciting. I think it's going to happen. This is just as a side note. It doesn't count.
No, that's fine.
I bet we will.
We already got all of our bets, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. We'll go over all these at the end. So let's jump right ahead into our predictions. These are worth 2 points each, and only the person predicting is the one who gets points. The other person can say stuff, but it doesn't really affect anything.
Okay. You go first.
All right. So these are weird predictions. These are just things I want, I guess. Spider-Man 2 is going to show multiplayer. Co-op multiplayer.
That would be interesting and fun.
So, is that fair for a prediction?
I think that's really fair.
All right.
PlayStation did mention a lot of, you know, about a multiplayer game or multiplayer focus in their development. They've mentioned that previously, so I feel like that's a good one.
It'd be cool. They talk about a lot about the live service and stuff recently. There are some other studios that it'd be nice if they make an appearance. That it's been a while since we've seen stuff from, like, new stuff from Bungie or something could be cool. Or
I do think. So this is one prediction that I have. I feel like all my predictions are a little far-fetched, but we're going to get a new game from Bluepoint, a.k.a. Bloodborne 2, shown in this trailer.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't have to be Bloodborne 2, but I'm going to say my prediction is a new game from Bluepoint.
Not a remaster.
But not a remaster. It's going to be a new game from Bluepoint. And Bloodborne 2 is the likely choice. Likely as in, like, you know, 0.1%.
Man, this is
a chance of it going
to happen. If it's All right, I'll give you this. If it is Bloodborne 2, that is a three-pointer right there instead of a two. Maybe that's that's a four-pointer.
Okay. We get to add an extras to our predictions that get some bonus points. I'm for that, I suppose.
You can double it if your specifics happen. All right, so what was my first one? Spider-Man multiplayer.
Yeah.
What can I do with that?
Shadow Drop. I'm just kidding.
It's out today. Multiplayer out first. What can we do with the multiplayer? All right. I'll get something stupid. What can we do with this? And it's going to... Oh, this is dumb. I don't even want this. All right. It's going to have PvP as well.
All right. That would be interesting. And kind of lame.
Maybe they can make it cool.
They could. Although, I feel like that's not the right game to make PvP because it's all timed buttons and stuff.
This is what this is what you get for me trying to make it up on the spot. Bonus PvP. I don't think that's a bonus. That's a negative bonus. Pre-order bonus.
Yeah. All right. On to your next prediction.
Let me get my second one first.
Sure.
Oh, no, wait. I did my first one first. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So Half-Life Alyx is announced for PSVR 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
And yeah,
I like that prediction.
That's the Shadow Drop. That's the bonus.
That's the bonus? Yeah, oh, that could be a possibility. That works.
All right.
That's a good one. Okay, we're going to get a new arcade sports-esque title from Sony.
From Sony?
I know. Well, they're focused on multiplayer. All mine are like multiplayer focused things that they could do. It's not going to be a traditional sport. It's going to be more so a sport like Rocket League or like roller derby type stuff.
Just to clarify, does this have to be a Sony first party studio?
Yeah, because it's in the Sony Direct, and I don't think. Yeah, it would be shown otherwise. That sport is, I don't know. This seems dumb. Dumber the more that I'm saying it. Okay, let me change this prediction altogether. I don't like it. I am going to do a new one. Okay, that's just as outlandish.
So no arcade sports.
No arcade sports. Okay, so I don't think it's happening. So what they're going to do instead is a mass MMO roguelike game. Maybe that's not quite it's not going to be like that many people, but it will be a significant amount of people doing roguelike events. That's going to be their one of their massively multiplayer online games. And it's going to be in the same vein as like a game like Returnal, kind of like that, but with lots of people.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go home after this. I'm just gonna go home.
What's your bonus on that one? I'm definitely giving you that.
I said it's gonna be a game like Returnal. That's what I mean. That's the bonus.
What's the primary then?
It's MMO like roguelike.
Okay.
I'm getting this one wrong. It's a multiplayer roguelike.
Similar to Returnal is what I'm putting for bonus, I guess.
Yes.
I don't think there's a chance in perfect. Any of that, but is that Warframe? Like, I don't even understand.
Yeah, it could be. Could be something like
Warframe
that.
2.
That counts.
I would count it, I think. It's not really, they'd have to make it into a roguelite, I guess, which is it's not really already.
Not technically that way.
Or something.
But I don't think there's really too many online games that are like that, so that would be different.
Right. It would be very different. I'm not excited for it, but it would be different.
I think it'd be cool. Anyways, maybe I'm the only one.
I can't hear
what's your next prediction? Right. Why are you writing? Why don't you just type it out?
I like having it written down. It feels nice, actually. I mean, they have me looking down a lot in the podcast. So there's looking at my bald head, but whatever.
Well, you can just, you know, make two eyes and like a face, and then nobody would even on the know. Toss of the,
yeah, they'll never know.
Yes.
How are they going to know? All right, so Final Fantasy Rebirth is shown with a release date.
I feel like your predictions are just too realistic. I do like that one, though, too.
A release date of this year.
Yep.
And
I agree with it.
Okay, and the bonus.
I bet.
And the bonus. I'm just kidding. Let me pull up a calendar. I don't know how to pull up a calendar. the week of December 7th, whatever the Friday on that week is. I can't find it.
It's the week of December 7th. December 7th is a day. I don't think it can be a week at the same time.
The second week of December.
I don't know what day it is. The 10th.
Of
2023.
Does that work?
Sure. The 10th of 2023. I don't actually know what day that is. I'm just making it up.
And since we're doing this for this, your dream can also be doubled.
Okay.
All right. So you got one more prediction. Hit me.
All my predictions are so dumb. All right.
Yeah, I thought we were actually predicting things that could happen.
Well, I do like your thought of, you know, what has Bungie been up to recently. I guess making Destiny 2 stuff. That's pretty significant. So they could definitely be working on something else as well. Like another game along the same lines. Mm-hmm. But I'll go with like a, you know, again, in the MMO space, they're focused on, you know, games like that. Like some kind of I don't know. Maybe like a racing game, kind of. I was going to say either like a big, like Forza almost. Like they're going to make their own Forza, but different. I think, I don't know, they could make a GTA 5 kind of clone as well.
Sorry, so read that whole prediction again.
So, no, just kidding. So my prediction is a Forza type style game.
Who's making it?
Sony.
Sony?
Sony's making everything.
Okay, so it's not...
Stereo Direct.
You're not specifying Bungie or anything like that?
Not going to specify.
Okay.
Nope. No one. No, because I think I was just rambling there at the beginning, but now I got my prediction down and it's wrong, but that's what I'm going with.
And it has to be a racing game for that to count?
Not. It has to be a car game. Okay. It has to have vehicles.
And your bonus point is it is made by Bungie?
It is not made by Bungie.
That's not a good bonus.
It's made by Housemark. No, that's a bad one. They just came out.
Why wouldn't they make the MMO roguelike?
Well, it would make sense, but they're not experienced with MMOs.
Yeah, so they'll make a racing game.
It makes more sense. They make a lot of arcade games, so it's going to be like an arcade style sports game with lots of people. That's what I'm predicting. Made by Housemark is my extra on
Sony
there.
Sony is making a new Forza type game that's bonus made by Housemark and open world. What are you talking about? Is this still a car game? Arcade sports game is what you said 3 seconds ago.
No. It's not an arcade sports game. An arcade car based game.
Okay.
Yeah, it has cars in it and it's arcadey.
I'm going to be pretty lenient if we get somewhere near there. I'll count it. all these.
And I'll be like just trying to count it no matter what, probably. Like, look at that. That game has a car in it.
A car. Exactly. It's a first person shooter, but they jumped one right there.
Actually,
see the Division 2 trailer? He closed the car door. That's a car game.
We could definitely see a Killzone, couldn't we? That's possible.
They're not ready for that, though. I mean, they just had their DLC come out 2 days or like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I would like to see a new Killzone, but I think they got one more Horizon game to make first.
Eight more.
Well, I think it's going to be a trilogy, right? That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? Killzone, the last one, didn't do great for them. It's possible. I think it's probably more likely that they would just go to something completely new regardless. I mean, I would like to see another really dark Killzone game, because we don't get a lot of first-person shooters like that. But, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll be seeing Horizon from them for a long time.
I want them to be able to do whatever they want to, and if they want to take a break from that, then I mean, go for it.
I think so too. I mean, we saw how well they did transitioning from an FPS to a game like Horizon. Yeah,
completely different types.
So of they could. It would be nice to see them do whatever they want to do, but
right.
At the same time, I think Horizon's starting to make a lot of money for them too. So it's easy to stick to something once you've got, something set up.
Right.
So. All right, I guess we're on to the dream.
And from what I hear in the DLC, she's actually starting to get a personality, so hopefully they can keep expanding with that, I guess. Mm. Anyways, on to the dream. Who's dreaming first? On to the dream.
I guess you did the prediction first, so I dream first.
I mean, it's likely 1, 2, 3, and we'll say exactly the same thing.
I doubt it. All righty, we'll do it.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Times Player.
PSVR 2 at Clubhouse.
What is it?
Astros Clubhouse.
Okay, so we're going to say.
It doesn't have to be the name. Working title.
No, we're going to say for you, your Eli's dream. Astro game
for the PSVR 2.
And I'm going to say your bonus.
That is, the bonus is that it is.
It's Astro's Clubhouse.
You can play it VR or not VR.
That's cowardly.
No, I don't think it is, because they would be two like completely different games. Because one's like a platformer and the other one's like in VR, a platformer, I guess, too. But
why is your dream the most realistic out of any of these things?
Hey, this is fair because all my other ones sucked. So I think it's fair. Right?
It's fair. I don't know what that means exactly. All right. So new Astro game.
Don't crush my dreams. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I like your dreams. You're just you're trying to crush your predictions.
You're getting Time Splitters?
So, yeah, we are going to see Time Splitters. It was announced with the beginning of last year or something that they're going to start working on it again or something. The original team. So this is back to Free Radical Design. Even they even got their old name back. I think they're going to show Time Splitters.
That could be a thing. Although 1 year is pretty quick, probably, to show anything.
Yeah. They have a big tendency of showing things before they're not ready, like announcing that Time Splitters 4 was coming out with just words saying it will be here this year or next year. Cross off this year. Worst trailer ever made.
If you're a little bit late with it, it's probably just fine. You know, we're back, pushed back maybe like 12 or 13 years now or something, right?
All right, my bonus.
Better to have a late game than a game that comes out and is terrible, right? So that's what they always say, right?
All right, and the bonus is it has a release date of this year.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Not happening.
No.
No.
And what if Time Splitters 1 through 3 collection? I mean, that could happen. A remaster. I would be happy with that too.
I don't think that could really happen though. But
that could come out this year.
I mean, it could, but who's working on that?
It would have to be the same people. I mean, the Time Splitters Rewind people. They're working on that for 5 years more.
I mean, maybe.
All right, so let's go. I'll read back through all the lists. I think I got it all written down. All right. So the bets are Shadow Drop. Nick is betting that, maybe I'll say I am betting that Shadow Drop, or one Shadow Drop will happen. Eli is betting that three cars from Gran Turismo, or will three Gran Turismo DLC cars will be shown.
Wow.
At least three. If there's four, you get it still.
Okay.
Okay. Another Eli one, Spider-Man will be more than 10 minutes. A Spider-Man game or showing will take up more than 10 minutes of the show.
Mm. It's a long time.
And I say that Wolverine will release summer 2024. Eli says it will be sooner than that. Eli says that Elden Ring DLC will release this year. I don't think so. I say that The Last of Us multiplayer will be shown. Are you still doing Death Stranding too?
Yeah, there's something about it.
I crossed it off and then I just left it.
Oh, I just said it'll be shown and the trailer will be less than 1 minute.
Yep. Shown with a trailer that's less than 1 minute. I think that trailer will be significantly longer, but as long as it's longer than 1 minute, I get it. Because that's how you set it up. So
yeah, I'll take it. It's all right. Gonna be a 30-second trailer. We're fine.
That's not a thing for those games.
It can be.
Those trailers work at 10 minutes long.
not all of them. Some of them are just like prints in the sand.
Yeah, and that probably took 6 minutes.
Maybe. Definitely possible.
You didn't play that yet, did you?
Nope.
You should, man. That game is awesome.
I'm waiting to play it in VR. Here we go. Just kidding. I mean, it could come out.
I mean, it could. Kojima's weird. You can do some weird stuff. All right.
Yeah.
I say that Armored Core 6 will show more than 10 mechs. I'm thinking that's a little ridiculous now, but that's what I said.
It could happen. Like
it could. It depends on how long the trailer is. I don't imagine it going much more than like 3 minutes with it. Which is hard in the whole trailer. And it's both sides.
First of all, there has to be a trailer for it. I guess that's the tricky part too.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it has to be shown. If it's not shown, then you win no matter what. So
yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
You say that new hardware will be shown. And you're thinking it is going
that
to be
weird, that weird handheld stream device.
Are you looking forward to that thing?
No.
I kind of want it. It depends on how much it costs, but
I don't know why though. Like you could do the same thing on your phone right now with your PS5.
Yeah.
Just hook a controller to your phone and it's the same thing.
No, but this is cooler looking. Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, neither do I. All right, and then my last one was they will show Remnant 2. Weird that it didn't get a subtitle like the other ones.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's it for bets. And then for predictions, Eli says, I'll read through all of Eli's. There's going to be a new game from Blue Point, and bonus points if it is Bloodborne 2. Which I didn't write down.
I get extra bonus points for that one.
Two extra, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that would be so sick, though. That game is still one of the best looking PS5 games. The Demon's Souls remake looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it does. Like, it's a very overlooked game on the PS5, I feel like.
I mean, it doesn't help that I only put like 6 hours into it and then didn't play any more of it, but...
But no, it was longer than that, I bet.
Maybe. It might have been. I was playing with you, so however much time that was.
I thought you put in like 25 hours or something. I don't think so.
I should go back to it.
Quite a few. I should too.
Yeah. I mean, I've already beaten the game several times. But
I haven't. That would be a good one to stream, I suppose.
Yeah, it would be.
Play through that one, because I haven't beat it yet. So that'd be a good one.
All right. And then up next, Eli says that there will be a new MMO roguelike. Bonus points if it's similar to Returnal. Similar, I'm guessing, what does that mean? Like third person action, bullet hell type game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last one for Eli. Sony is making a new Forza type game, which is just an arcade open world racer, I think.
It's an open world game focused on vehicles.
And what was the bonus on that one?
Bonus if I don't know.
I don't know if we had that on there.
Bonus if
it's called Forza.
It is called, yeah. Bonus if it is made by a house.
Okay.
That seems like a weird one.
Yeah.
But bonus. That's why it's a bonus.
It's actually an a roguelike arcade racer. All right.
Yeah. We see that exact same thing, exactly what I described.
That would not make any sense.
They make a trailer and it's like Forza and they just cross it out. But it's no, just kidding.
Who's that studio that Sony bought recently? You know?
I don't know. Studio Ghibli.
Yep, right? That was them. That one, Howl's Moving Castle, coming to PSVR 2.
Well, we had Ni No Kuni already. It's not too far off.
I guess not. All right. So, my predictions. We got Spider-Man 2, or Spider-Man, I don't know why I didn't write the 2. Spider-Man 2 multiplayer will be shown.
I don't think it'll happen. But
no, and the bonus is that it will have PvP that I don't want. These aren't dreams, okay? These are predictions. This is going to happen. All right. Half-Life 2 or Half-Life Alyx will be shown for VR 2.
What if you just did all your predictions like that? You say something that you want and then something you really don't want in the game to make it more believable.
Both of these are good. Okay, on this next one, they're good. And the bonus is that it's shadow dropping. It's coming out Wednesday. Is the release date of Half-Life Alyx for the VR 2 is coming out.
Yeah, that's a good one. I could see that at some point during the Summer Games Fest. For sure.
All right. And then lastly, I got Final Fantasy Rebirth 2 will be shown with a release date The bonus if it's the second week of December.
Specifically December 10th.
Specifically December 10th. That's like a Sunday.
Probably. I don't know what day it actually is. I'll look it up.
Specifically that Friday of the second week is what I was thinking. So if we can get that number, that it would sound more impressive. All right. So then for the final things we have are dreams. Eli's dream is his most realistic prediction.
It's a Sunday.
So the 7th, right?
The 7th. Yeah. That would be.
When's birthday? Right. Happy birthday.
I think that'd be, or is that a Thursday?
Well, 7, 8.
7th would be a Thursday. It could be the 8th.
I think it would technically really be
the 7th.
I think it would be the 8th.
They would do the 7th if it was that close anyway.
The 7th at 9 p.m. or whatever for us.
Yeah.
But I'm writing down the 8th because that's what would be on the paper or on the whatever.
Yeah.
All right. And then, last is Eli's dream. Well, and then my dream. Eli's dream is that the PSVR 2, I wrote this down wrong, an Astro game will be announced for the PSVR 2. Bonus points if it comes out for the VR 2 and the PS5. Rosie Bean, we are talking about predictions for the upcoming Sony PlayStation press conference. On Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific. So we are making predictions and bets for that. If you have any bets, let us know and we will add it to it right now. Bets or predictions or whatever you want us to talk about.
Yep.
All right. And then My last thing is my dream is that Time Splitters will be shown. And the bonus is that if it gets a release date for later this year. And that's it for that.
Yep.
And if I add this up, that's a total potential points of a lot. So guaranteed points on all of the bets and probably almost no points anywhere else. But hopefully we both get some of those. Well, all of those are pretty exciting.
Not even guaranteed points on the bets because our games might not even show up there. But who knows? Definitely possible. Yeah.
Alrighty. So I think that just about does it for this episode of the podcast, or we got anything else we were talking about? I can't remember.
No, I think that's it.
That's it. So I'll be writing down all this stuff and we'll be talking about this later. Do you want to do any more of these for the other showcases that are going to be happening?
Maybe just all of them all at once.
All the rest of them like, all at once?
Yeah, I mean...
Right, maybe... Right,
we could do it for the Xbox One.
Jeff Keighley's one, whatever one's first, I guess.
Yeah, we might as well just sum up the rest of them.
Just do a Summer Games Fest prediction.
Yeah, which is what I thought this was at the beginning, to be honest. But you wanted results quicker, and so everyone will have the results on Wednesday of what exactly happened.
It's also because this is the only one I really care about. So other than Summer Games Fest opening night live,
or well, the Xbox ones will be good with the Starfield stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, Starfield. Starfield is shown when it's announced, or it shows in the showcase. That's what's going to be shown.
Yeah.
Oh, then we have a harder prediction. Starfield will release without bugs.
Impossible. But will it be cool? Probably. Anyways, for those that are listening, you can find us on Twitch at BarelyAGP, and YouTube and Twitter too with the same handle. And then you can find us where our Discord is at in the podcast description. So we welcome you to join us there.
This has been a gaming podcast. Barely a gaming podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
You playing the music?
Yes.
Nice. Very nice.
Now I am too.
This makes it better, though. The talking at the end.
Yeah. Bye, guys.